Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Civil rights pioneer Vel Phillips passed away yesterday at the age of 94. Phillips was the first woman and first African-American to be elected to Milwaukee's Common Council. She was also the first black woman to graduate from the University of Wisconsin Law School. While on the Common Council, Phillips introduced an open housing ordinance in 1962, then reintroduced it every 90 days for the next 7 years. And the United States Senate is planning to vote today on relaxing regulations for ships on the Great Lakes. The change could have devastating and permanent consequences for Earth's largest freshwater system. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Radio talk show host and owner of Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, Michael Crute, has announced he is running for governor of Wisconsin. Crute will face several candidates in the Democratic primary election in August. The parent company of the Boston store, Bon-Ton, is going out of business, and the stores will be liquidated. That means more than 700 people at Bon-Ton's offices in downtown Milwaukee and more than 2,200 statewide will lose their jobs. And the Brewers beat the Reds last night 2-0. Those teams play Game 3 of their series today at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Civil rights pioneer Vel Phillips passed away yesterday at the age of 94. Phillips was the first woman and first African-American to be elected to Milwaukee's Common Council. She was also the first black woman to graduate from the University of Wisconsin Law School. While on the Common Council, Phillips introduced an open housing ordinance in 1962, then reintroduced it every 90 days for the next 7 years. And beginning May 15th, Wisconsin parents will be able to apply for a $100 per child tax credit. Governor Walker signed the law yesterday in an effort to boost his chances of re-election. The measure is expected to cost taxpayers about $122 million. And here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This Saturday is the 23rd annual Milwaukee Riverkeeper Cleanup to celebrate Earth Day. Volunteers are needed for over 60 locations along the Milwaukee River. Participants will receive gloves, trash bags, and a free T-shirt. After the cleanup, there will be a free party in Estabrook Park from noon until 2 o'clock. To register to volunteer, go to milwaukeeriverkeeper.org. And the Bucks lost to the Celtics last night, 120-106. Game 3 of that series is Friday evening at the Bradley Center. And here's the weather forecast. Outside today, snow likely after about 3 o'clock, an inch or two of accumulation possible. And then tonight, another inch or two of snow with lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the low 40s. For Friday, sunshine with highs in the upper 40s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.